Since I have no one to interview at the moment, I'm just going to do a quick rant on why the government is just another Ponzi scheme. Other than President Trump, who actually has accomplished something, the rest of government accomplishes absolutely nothing while in office, except making sure they get a pay raise every year. While they dip into our Social Security, right now, the most recent one, Nancy Pelosi, dipped into Social Security to pay $10 million to each Democrat manager of the impeachment trial, which meant that the high raise we were going to finally receive, which may have been $50 a month, they go out of their way to make sure that they get thousands of dollars every single year for a pay raise. And that's the only thing that they ever agree on. They agree on that in 2 seconds flat. When it comes to accomplishing anything for this country, though, they just can't seem to accomplish anything. And now the only thing that they're doing is wasting more and more of our taxpayer dollars on this fake impeachment when our president did absolutely nothing wrong. And the only reason why they're even trying to impeach him is because he and Barr and Durham are coming after them for actually being the ones involved in all of these crimes. Crimes such as money laundering. Now, the money laundering has been done by all of these. It's not just Democrats, it's also Republicans. Now, the main problem here is that the entire or 99% of the government has been corrupted. And they've been corrupted by George W. Bush, who I call Bush Senior, because he got the CIA involved in blackmailing all of them by drugging them up and having them mingle with children who were also drugged, and then recorded them having sex with them. So they're all corrupted. None of them are going to do anything for you or I because they're only going to do what they're told to do by those in control, like George Soros and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all of those people who have the money. Now, foreign aid is also a money laundering scheme because what they do is they claim that they are giving foreign aid to all these countries. And we keep on saying, why are we giving all of this foreign aid to all of these countries when we have all of these homeless and, others that need the assistance in our own country? And now it's coming out that the foreign aid has actually been going into the politicians' pockets. That's how they have multi-millions earning a lot less than that in politics for 35 and 40 years. And that's why every single penny that they have in their accounts need to be given right back to the American people, and a whole lot of it needs to be given back to Social Security recipients. And I am just outraged that they keep getting away with it over and over and over again, even with Trump in there. And I know he's extremely busy, but he really needs to take a good hard look at what has gone on in Social Security and how they have stolen the money over and over and over and over and over again. And they need to make Nancy Pelosi and all of these Democrats give the money right back to Social Security right now. And all of them who have done all of this money laundering need to give the money back. It's just going to be taken from them now because of what Trump has said. He's going after, you know, human traffickers and money laundering, and all of the human trafficking is done through the government, and they're all responsible for murdering and raping and torturing these human trafficking victims and setting them up in sex rings and everything else. And that's why nothing has ever been done about it up to now. But not enough is being done about it because they're not being prosecuted. Until every single one of them is prosecuted and lost everything that they own, I'm not satisfied. Now, another thing that's going on with the government and my view of it as a Ponzi scheme is taxes are voluntary. But they want you to believe that they're mandatory. And I believe that the taxes that we pay in actually are the bonuses that the CEOs brag about every year when they get those millions and billions of bonuses. And the real sad part here is all the money that we have is nothing but monopoly money. They create it. They print it out of thin air. They don't even print it anymore, really. It's just all digital now. And they can make up any amount they want. And there it is, even though it really doesn't exist at all in reality. It doesn't exist at all. And I'm happy to hear that very soon this play money is no longer going to exist. They're going to be going to the gold. Reserve. And when they go back to the gold reserve, the money isn't going to be used at all. It's just going to be what has always been of value, which is the gold, the silver, the gems, you know, platinum and all of the, I don't know, metals. I guess you would call them metals. But, you know, it's just sad to see that the other thing that's going on in the government is the fact that they are creating fake attacks, mostly at the schools. You know, if you pay attention to the school shootings and the supposed victims, have you ever been through a situation where you almost lost your life and a few minutes later when you're being interviewed on the television, you're calm, cool, and collected as if nothing ever happened? Yeah, it's not possible. If you were just in a situation where you were almost killed, believe me, you probably wouldn't be able to be interviewed because you'd be in hysterics. Now, I'm, you know, 9/11 was an attack that the government put on its people because of the fact that it wanted to go and start the wars in the Middle East. And they knew that the only way that they could do that is if they had a major catastrophe, such as the Twin Towers coming down on the number of people that it did. You know, to sacrifice those people because you were war hungry, you know, just is ridiculous. And the people who believe that a plane went down in Pennsylvania and left absolutely nothing but a hole in the ground and a perfect passport, you really need to think long and hard of why every single plane crash that ever existed, if you look at any pictures anywhere, always involved plane parts, body parts, and anything else that was around. Not a hole in the ground and a perfect passport, because I guess everything else blew away. How can you possibly believe that? And of course, you know, with the planes going into the Twin Towers, you know, they've been able to use special effects on television for many years. So, you know, it's easy to, you know, if you figure in reality, a plane as big as the planes that they claim went through those buildings, there would be wings and there would be tails and there would be the nose, if nothing else, hanging out of the building, which there were none. And the marks that were made at the Pentagon were not airplane marks either. Nor was there any plane debris there or any body debris there. So, you know, the fact that people still believe that story that they told amazes me. After all these years, they still believe it? Come on. 19 years now. You know, stop believing the lies. And the one thing that we really need to focus on is getting rid of this fake government. Because even all of the agencies, like the EPA, that claim that they are protecting our air quality, yet the geoengineering that goes on, and I'm constantly having to flush metal particles out of my eyes every single day, and the lung issues that I've had to deal with for decades because of what they're spraying in the sky. Oh, but that doesn't exist. Those are just contrails. And people believe it. But myself, I am tired of dealing with this government, and every government around the world is in it together because of the United Nations. They have an agenda, and it's not a pretty one. And that's the other thing that needs to go down. Not only our government, but also the United Nations is another agency that needs to go, and needs to go fast, because what they're trying to do is, all of them should be in jail. Every single one of these politicians and every single one of these people in the United Nations and all of these other agencies should be in jail for murder more than anything else. I'm out.